It's Monday, December 29th, 2014. Thanks for tuning into this special Some Random Covers episode of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, that right back there. Great way to start off this here special, Some Random Covers episode of The Sounds of My Head. You know why? Because it was some random cover. That's right. That was the Jesus and Mary Chain's Just Like Honey, one of my favorites, probably one of yours, because it's kind of one of everybody's favorites, I think. As covered by the lovely Alayla Diane, otherwise known in this case as The Headless Heroes. Portland, Oregon right there. And a pretty great song. You like that, you pick it up. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about on The Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com, where... just a little warning, some stuff on this episode might be hard to track down because it's random. And that's what you get when you're... I'm just closing out the year with some random covers. That's what this whole episode is. And just random covers I like a lot, like this next one right here. It's a cover of a band I like a lot by a band I like a lot. It's the Magnetic Field song, Strange Powers, as covered by Portland, Oregon's very own The Shins. That's right. James Mercer right here with this incredible cover, which, again, I hope we can download it off the interwebs. So without further ado, The Shins covering the Magnetic Fields right now with Strange Powers. Where else but on this Some Random Covers episode of The Sounds in My Head.
On a Ferris wheel, looking out. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world would show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
See. The carpenter trade doing for the black folk there. I tell you, anything that man put his hand to, table, chair, he make that wood sing. Now one day, a man, Mr. T.O. Purcell, come round. He a white man. He say to my daddy, I hears you the finest carpenter in Elgin. My daddy tell him, well, I can't say one way or the other, but, I knows a bit about some. So Mr. T.O. Purcell take my daddy to this house he was building. Biggest house in town. They walk in there and say, this here gonna be the library. What you think about that? My daddy say, well, I think you need some bookcases. Well, then, that's what I want you to make me. 10 months my daddy worked there. And when he finished, bring me round. Mr. Purcell, this here my boy. I'd like to show him what I done. Well, come on in. Through the front door. Just like that. And we did. When I seen them bookcases, all carved with scroll and flowers, baskets of fruit, little angels floating in the corner. That was the most beautiful thing I ever seen. About a month later, another man come around. I seen what you did for T.O. Can't let that old dog top me. You come around my house and I'll show you what I need. My daddy go with him to the edge of town. Wasn't nothing there but six white men. 12-foot of rope. And the pepper tree they hung him from. These here my daddy tools.
What are you gonna do with them?
Well, I ain't building no bookcase.
Shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. We meet at evening time.
Dream a little dream.
right, let's all get caught up. After the Shins back there covering Magnetic Fields, we heard She and Him from Portland, Oregon as well. They did a cover of God Only Knows by the Beach Boys, then a cover of Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers, really by someone else, but that's who popularized it. And pretty great covers right there. She and Him, they got this new record. It's called Classics. That's what Unchained Melody came from. But they also just released that single even more recently than they released their album. So God Only Knows is very new. And then Classics, of course, came out a little while ago. But pretty good stuff. After She and Him, we heard Loudon Wainwright III covering When the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day, the classic song. And then we heard Margot Bingham covering Dream a Little Dream of Me. Both of those come from the Boardwalk Empire Volume 3 collection, which is songs inspired by or used in or whatever of the show Boardwalk Empire, which just completed the last season of its series, I believe, and is a pretty great show. And I think Margot Bingham was on the show, right? So maybe that was in the show somewhere. I don't think she sang it in the show. Anyway, kind of confusing, but pretty good. And the whole album is great if you like faux 1920s and 30s music, because that's what it all is, by bands you've heard of and like, and it's pretty great stuff. Okay, up next, from right here in Brooklyn, New York, the Nevermind Orchestra. You can almost guess what they're going to be. It's a Nirvana cover band. That's right, it's a Nirvana cover band that is a New Orleans-style brass band orchestra that covers nothing but Nirvana songs. I was walking down the street one day, and I heard these guys playing in this bar that I never really go into, but I heard this. I was like, wait, is that Nirvana? We got to go see what this is. We like ducked in, and they were playing, and they were awesome. They were so good, and they play a lot. So if you live in the city, go try and see them somewhere. They're really good live. But we're going to hear a couple tracks by them right here. We're going to hear Smells Like Teen Spirit and then Come As You Are, both by Nirvana originally, and both right now by the Nevermind Orchestra. Where else but right here, closing out the year with some random covers on this special episode of The Sounds in My Head. We'll be right back.
so good inside. And when I'm with her, she talks about you, the things that you say, the things that you do. It feels so good to know two people so in something to see, that's nothing to hide. And when I feel bad, when people disappoint me, that's when I need you to help me believe. It feels so good to know two people so in love, so in love. They are friends of mine, they are friends of mine, and they've got something that's so hard to find. They are friends of mine, they are friends.
the opposite of being you. You don't know what's passing right through ya. You don't know what I'm doing.
Let's catch up one last time. After the Nevermind Orchestra back there, we heard Of Montreal from Athens, Georgia, doing a cover of Friends of Mine by the Zombies. That was pulled from their 2002 record, If He's Protecting Our Nation, Then Who Will Protect Big Oil, Our Children? It's a very valid question, one that I think we're still waiting on an answer. After Of Montreal, we heard Teen Commandments from right here in Brooklyn, New York. They did a cover of Jens Lehmann's The Opposite of Hallelujah, and I pulled that off the internet, which I advise you to do the same. Similarly, Mobius Band, also from right here in Brooklyn, did a cover of Daft Punk's Digital Love, which I also pulled off the internet, and I encourage you to do the same. I believe that Mobius Band is defunct, which is a shame, because those guys seem pretty promising. Okay, finishing up this episode with another band from right here in Brooklyn. We started with three bands from Portland. Now we're closing with several bands from Brooklyn. And I call that symmetry. That's what I call it. We're closing out with one of my favorite bands. I'm going to say my favorite band. They're Brooklyn's musical ambassadors of love. They might be giants. Digging back into the archives for this as well. It's off of an out-of-print EP for SEXXY from whatever, the mid-90s. I'm going to say 96. Does that sound right? I think so. Factory Showroom? Something like that. We've Got a World That Swings. That's right. It's a cover of a song by Lil Mattis and Lewis Yule Brown, originally found in the Nutty Professor film, that Jerry Lewis movie in the 60s. And they did a cover of it that I think is great, and I'm pretty sure is hard to find. So I'll try and link to it, but I make no guarantees. I bought this from a CD store when I was in high school or something. So here we go. They Might Be Giants with We've Got a World That Swings, finishing up this episode and this season of The Sounds in My Head.
At dawn and sleepy and yawning, still the taste of wine. Then I remember you're mine, and I've got a world that's fine. What's before me? Routines that bore me. Punch the clock at 8. But what a lucky guy I am. I've got a world that's great. Atom bombs, Cape Canaveral and false alarms. Half the universe is up in arms. So I flip a little too until I'm holding you. What's the hassle? I'll buy the castle. We can live like kings. If we're together forever, I've got a world that you've got, a world that we've got, a world that swings. I'd like to take you on this wild, wonderful venture, fly like a kite through space, no strings. I don't want to lose that bell that rings. I've got a world that you've got, a world that we've got, a world that swings. We've got a world that swings. We've got a world that swings. We've got a world that swings.
That does it for this season of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Honey Bunch by Carl Greel. I also talked over Digital Love by the Vitamin String Quartet and Smells Like Teen Spirit by Richard Cheese. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including where to follow me on social media, which is another way to contact me. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. I do like hearing from you guys. And we'll see you on the next season. I don't know when that's going to start. It's a little, I don't know. I might take January off and then come back in February or something. Or I might do shows in January. I haven't really figured it out yet. So we'll just see what happens. But yeah, there'll be another season. So, rest assured. In the meantime, go back and listen to the archives, because there's years of this crap.